Workers at Al-Watan newspaper are back to business after the Arabic leading daily was allowed to open its doors by the National Security Service. Patrick Oyed, the president of the Union of Journalists of South Sudan, UJO, says the union was not able to trace the institution that ordered closure of Al-Watan newspaper.
It wasn't clear. Even the National Security Service officers were saying they were not even very much sure who closed it, because it was closed in a very unceremonial way and procedural. A number of people just went there, armed in armed vehicles, and ordered that papers be closed, and they left. So every institution you would ask police, they would say, no, we don't know. You ask national security, they say, no, we don't know, and so on and so on. But finally, they have said they have been given a green light to open.
Irene Aya, the chairperson of the Association for Media Development in South Sudan, says the management of Al-Watan told her that they were shut down for publishing a government document.
According to the management of Al-Watan newspaper, of which we have been in contact with, they told us that the newspaper was closed following a publication that they did concerning a condolence message that was written and by the office of the president.
Oyet says lengthy negotiations with the national security led to the reopening of the newspaper.
In South Sudan now, the newspapers that write in Arabic are very few. And for us, we have members who are actually Arabic pattern, write in Arabic, read Arabic, and also we have a big audience, especially in the north of the country. When you go to Upper Nile, to Northern Bargazal, and even Unity State, there are so many people who read and write Arabic, and they're very happy when they have these newspapers.
Aya says freedom of speech is under attack in South Sudan, adding that the shutting down of Al-Watan is a sign of government reprisal.
We know that currently we have the media authority, which is supposed to handle media-related cases, and we did not actually expect the closure of Al-Watan. We thought that media-related cases would be handled through the media authority. And so even the prolonged closure was really, we became very concerned, because any time a media house is closed down, the people who read the newspaper, they miss information.
Omara Joseph, an activist with the South Sudan Human Rights Defenders Network, says security institutions should work with the government-owned media authority to handle complaints against media houses.
Having institutions that still took the operations of these media houses sometimes causes an alarm, and it is still the same process of denying access to information and expression. I really want to thank the authorities this time around. If they have decided generally to open this media house, it is a good news for the media fraternity, and also for those who are fighting for good democratic ideals in the Republic of South Sudan.
This program contacted the government-owned media authority for comments on the reopening of Al-Watan, but we were told the head of the media authority was in a meeting. Al-Watan newspaper was closed on November 24, 2023, after it published a letter of condolence from the office of President Salva Kiir to Israel after the October Hamas attack. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.